Hello and welcome to our program. We continue in Philippians chapter 2, where Paul talks about Timothy and he talks about Epaphroditus. We're going to look at that in a minute. Stay tuned. In Philippians chapter 2, verse number 19, Paul said, I trust in the Lord. In Philippians 2 and verse 24, Paul said, I trust in the Lord. Let me ask you a question. Who do you trust?
Simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way. Even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting in whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that I cannot fall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Singing, if my way is clear, praying, if the path be drear, if in danger for him call, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting in whatever.
I'm reading again in Philippians chapter 2, verse 19. Paul said, I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. But ye know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he has served me in the gospel. Him, therefore, I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. Now, Paul's in a prison. He's going to send Timothy back to this little church at Philippi to see how they're doing. Yet, he says in verse number 5, I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that was ministered to that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because that ye had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick, nigh unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when ye see him again, ye rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life to supply your lack of service toward me. Now, that's a very interesting portion of Scripture. In fact, this whole book of Philippians is an interesting portion of Scripture. But Paul said here in verse number 19, chapter 2, he said, I trust in the Lord to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. Now, he said, I trust in the Lord. This phrase, this word trust, has been translated in the phrase in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, things hoped for. So what Paul is saying here is, I'm hoping in the Lord that I'm going to be able to send Timothy to you very shortly. And why is he going to do that? That I may be of good comfort when I know your state. He was so concerned about their state. And he said in verse 20 concerning Timothy, I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. And Paul said, now he's laying in a dungeon, and not like our dungeons, our prisons today. You know, you got a TV and three square meals a day and air conditioning in the summer and heat in the winter. No, he's in a hole in the ground where there's rats and there's no toilets. There's nothing there. It's a pretty stinking mess. And Paul says, I'm concerned about your comfort. I'm concerned about your state. And if your state is good spiritually, then I will be of good comfort when I know your state. So he said, I don't have anybody like Timothy who will naturally care for your state. We have an interesting verse here in verse 21. Paul said, for all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. He said, I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state, for all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. And why did Paul feel so alone? Well, there was periods of time in his life when he was on his own. For instance, in 2 Timothy 4, verse number 16, he said at my first answer, that is on his trial when he was imprisoned, he said at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. He said in 2 Timothy 4:10, Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed into Thessalonica, Cretans to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. There was times in the life of Paul when he felt absolutely and completely alone. We look at David, the same thing is true. It says in Psalm 142 and verse number 4, I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, no man cared for my soul. Well, whether it was David or whether it was Paul, God had someone there at that time in his life that would be an encouragement to him. For instance, David had Jonathan, and it says in 1 Samuel 18:3, Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved them as his own soul. Paul the Apostle had Timothy. Concerning Timothy, he said in verse number 22, but ye know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he has served with me in the gospel. Him, therefore, I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it shall go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself may come shortly. He said, Timothy, he is a son to me. And then he talked about Epaphroditus in verse 25. He said, yet I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother. Now, and companion in labor and fellow soldier and messenger and minister to my wants. Now, he looked at Timothy and he said, he's like a son. He looked at Epaphroditus and he said, he is my brother, my companion, my fellow soldier, your messenger, and he ministered to my wants. Two great men. But he had a closer relationship with Timothy as a son than he did with Epaphroditus as a brother. It says in verse 26, Epaphroditus, he longed after you all and was full of heaviness because that ye had heard that he had been sick. Now, he didn't want them to hear that he was sick. That, I mean, there was no self-centeredness in this man. He said in verse 27, "For indeed he was sick nigh unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I've sent away Timothy, and I've got Epaphroditus here, and if he died," Paul said, "I would have sorrow upon sorrow." Then in verse 28, he said, "I send him therefore the more carefully, that when ye see him again, ye may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful." And now what did he say? "If you rejoice, I will be the less sorrowful." That Paul spent his entire life caring about others. "Others, Lord, yes, others. Let this my motto be, let me live for others that I might live like thee." Yeah, that's what Jesus did too, others. Well, he said to these people at Philippi, "Receive him," that is Epaphroditus, "receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me." Now, Paul was not rebuking them because they did not give him, take care of him. They did what they could, and what they couldn't do, Epaphroditus said, "I'm here for you, Paul, I'll do what I can." And he worked to the place where he was sick even nigh unto death. Well, Epaphroditus was a friend of Paul's, but then he had Timothy, who he considered a son. The Bible says there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Jesus, what a friend for sinners. Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends may fail me, foes assail me. He, my Savior, makes me whole. Night or day.